This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now, you can always join our podcast so you can get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. You get any one of your personal questions answered to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well. But folks, we go over all important topics of personal finance. That's if you need to pay off your mortgage fast, if you're looking to sell your home, sell a rental, if you're looking to invest more money, where to invest it, how to invest it, looking over taxes, what you could do to save today and throughout retirement, estate planning, insurance, folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign, we go over. And folks, we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help relate this show to your situation. We got offices all across Southern California, and we'll help tell you and dictate to you where you should be, what you should be doing, and how to get there, and the good and the bad that you are doing. Folks, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falcon, WP.com for short. Folks, we have a good amount to go over today. Later on the show, I'm going to introduce our chartered financial analyst, our CFA. He does trading here at the office. We're going to kind of introduce him a little bit later, but we're going to talk a lot about kind of how markets are reacting, kind of the good parts and the things that we do at Falcon Wealth Planning, and really why it's important to have qualified expertise people out there. As all of our advisors at Falcon Wealth Planning are certified financial planners, what's called CFPs, and now we have Trader, that's a chartered financial analyst as well, which is the highest designation to get, and we'll go into detail of all that. But really the point is this, and it's understanding who you're actually working with. I mean, who are you working with? Where'd you find them? Did you just find them out of convenience because they're at your local bank? And it's like, well, my bank has been around for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Obviously, they wouldn't hire a schmuck. I mean, is that the rationale? You go for convenience? If that's the case, you'll buy all your groceries at the corner market versus going to a Stater Brothers, a Vons, or a Ralph's. I mean, there is a reason when you go to this corner market and you get a 20-ounce of soda and it's $1.89 versus getting a 2-liter of soda and it's 99 cents. You pay for the convenience. But when it comes to your finances, shouldn't you really be looking for value, cost, and comfortability? I mean, taking a look at everything that is offered to you. I mean, managing money is one way of doing it. I mean, you can get it extremely discounted. It's becoming almost commoditized. But what value are you getting? And what do you really not know about what you need? I mean, how many times, I'm just going to ask a question. How many times have you retired? Okay. How many times have you bought a house? How many times have you sold a rental? How many times have you executed an estate plan? I mean, these are topics that you probably only go through once in your retirement, once in your life, maybe if you're married, twice. Homes, I mean, I don't know. Unless you're in the military, you probably didn't move that many times. And even if you were in the military, you didn't always buy, which means you didn't always understand tax consequence. And then it's of the money that you have. Your money only, if invested properly, should grow over time. Not trying to say you can't lose, but it will grow over time. So it'll only get bigger and bigger, which means that responsibility will become bigger and bigger, which means the mistakes that you make will become bigger and bigger. And so this is why we're offering this free financial assessment. We would love for you to take advantage of this assessment. We are offering it to any of the listeners out there. Just call and say you heard us on the radio. We have offices all across Southern California, and we'd be more than happy to help you because a professional is needed in everything that you do. Everything. I mean, you wouldn't want to go to the doctor, go to the dentist, go through a lawsuit. You wouldn't want to not have a professional. And the service that you're getting from your professional, whether, let's say, they're investment focused, what are they actually doing? What experience do they actually have? Do you know how to research what they've done in the past 5 to 10 years? What credentials? What did they have to achieve to be your professional? Did they just have to pass a test? And 6 months earlier, they're working at a Burger King? I mean, listen, I'm not knocking that. You have to start somewhere, but shouldn't they maybe start with somebody with maybe a few thousand dollars, not a few hundreds of thousands of dollars? So my point to you is just understand who you're working with, the services, and how they get paid, and let's not discount how they get paid. For example, here at Falcon Wealth Planning, we are fee only. We're non-commission, and we're not allowed to have any conflicts of interest, and we don't get paid by anybody else outside of the person and the the agreed upon price, whether it's a percentage based, an hourly based, whatever the way is. But that's why fee only is a true way to work with somebody that you get no conflicts of interest. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. Now, with that introduction or conversation of designations and talking about a whole bunch of things, I wanted to introduce one of our top hires that we've had at the firm. He's been with us now for a while here, and we are introducing, he's a chartered financial analyst, folks. That is what's called a CFA. His name is Jamil Abdullah. He has great experience working in the financial services industry. We've had the luxury of working with him. I do want to introduce Jamil. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Happy that you're here. Man, it's been a fast few months here since you've joined us.
It's been the experience.
And now you are a chartered financial analyst. I remember trying to go through all three. How many tests are there?
Three tests.
Okay.
And I'm a CFA charter holder.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the proper designation. It's charter holder.
Excuse me. So you are a charter holder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correct. Yeah, you're right. And because I used to be CFA candidate level one or yep. two. Or,
mm-hmm.
So three tests. Now, these tests are not just like fill in the bubble, like be done in an hour.
No. They're quite difficult. And I think to go through all three of them in one try, you're around 30% pass rating, maybe even lower last time I checked. So it's a difficult test.
Without question. And really just kind of the main reason somebody would go through this type, because it's almost like 3 years just to be certified. They only offer the test. One test they offer twice a year. The others they only offer once a year.
Correct.
So if you're lucky, 2.5 years, realistically 3 years, more assuming you pass it the whole time.
Yep.
I mean, tell me, what was it a passion? What brought you into this industry to do what you do?
Yeah, definitely a passion. I love the markets. I love the analysis. The CFA coursework and charter is one of the best ways to learn the skills needed, in my belief, to contribute the best to a firm such as this. So that's why I went that route.
Yeah. So, I mean, really your main job is you manage money.
Correct.
So, I mean, you might be making potentially hundreds of millions of dollars worth of trades a year.
Correct.
Okay. And so looking at that, from the experience that you've had, whether it's managing money or not, let's talk from a firm, because I know you came from a competitor of ours, not that we stole you from them. Mm-hmm. This industry is fairly small, but you worked with and you understand many different types of firms out there. What would you say was what drew you to, because you had a list of firms to choose from. What drew you to Falcon Wealth Planning?
The firm's investment approach falls right in line with mine, which is, I believe, the best approach for our clients or individual investors. So it's tough to find a firm like this who is so focused on research-driven, process-driven investing for the client, and it shows.
Okay, good. No, I appreciate that. And I know we pride ourselves in the growth that we've had, the performance that we have, and the cost efficiency in the way we do it. Looking at maybe just kind of certain strategies, because I know there's firms out there, obviously there's always a bigger firm. But when you look at some of the strategies, is there any unique strategies that maybe we do that maybe just maybe you've not so much you didn't have the experience, but you really never had the opportunity to implement them in the past?
One that stands out the most is our ability and willingness to tax last to implement tax last harvesting. So it's an approach that is rare, I think, in the industry. But we've really gone out of our way to what I believe is perfected and apply the best way for the client.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's funny that you brought that up. I think that just kind of proves what makes us special, especially when you compare. Some of you might not even know what tax loss harvesting is. What it is, it's a tax strategy. It's a tax strategy on your investments, a tax strategy, which normally most advisors out there don't even want to talk about taxes. And this is a strategy that will strictly save you money. It has no impact on your investments. If done properly, there is zero impact. You don't make any more money. You don't lose any more money. But it's a strict benefit on taxes. And this strategy could save you a bunch of money. And so what I want to do, because we are going to take a little break here, and I am, Jamil, I'm going to want you to stick around. And so we're going to talk a little bit more in detail of some of these strategies that are available. But I think if you want help, if you would like to get go into deeper conversations, whether it's Jamil or any one of our planners here at Falcon Wealth Planning, give us a call, folks. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird. We'll be right back with a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking a little bit about investments. We are talking about also our new CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst. He's a charter holder of the CFA. And we are talking about a little bit about kind of what drew him to Falcon Wealth Planning. And he kind of mentioned the holistic approach and a few things, but I do have Jamil. Jamil, your mic's still working, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, good. So I heard you loud and clear. So I kind of wanted to go over, yet again, I do want to highlight some of the skill set that you have. If you were to, and I know I mentioned this last time, but I do want to hit on this. We talked about some of the strategies that are available because our firm is very unique because we do a lot of different strategies. And I know you mentioned one, but I would say if you were to kind of compare someone that is a portfolio manager like yourself, where somebody kind of just manages the money, where they kind of see the inflows and outflows versus someone like yourself that sees holistic and your collaboration with CFPs. I would just kind of want to, I mean, in your opinion, how do you feel about involving the portfolio management so much with the CFPs?
I think it's the best way to look at the client's total portfolio and kind of tailor it to their needs. For example, Today, we worked with the advisors and the CFPs to build a ESG portfolio for one of our clients.
And ESG, okay. I think I know what that means, but what is an ESG? Give me an example.
It stands for environmental, social, and governance. So it is focused on those three factors. For example, socially responsible.
Was it Philip Morris, for example?
So Philip, the quote unquote vice stocks would be left out: smoking, gambling,
alcohol, all those things. Okay, this was more, you're saying, of a collaborative effort that you had. Okay, tell me more about it.
Sure. So the advisor worked with the client to figure out their particular needs, and in this case, it was looking for an investment or investment strategy that focused more so on the socially responsible. So we got together with the advisors to work out the best holistic investment strategy for the client. And through a series of meetings and analyses, we put together a strategic portfolio for them with the best weightings and slants and tilts.
Okay. So really it's almost like, it's funny, the larger firms get, the harder it is to customize. Their goal is to compartmentalize each client into, okay, this person should be this much in stocks, this much in bonds. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep making everybody the same to make our job easier as a firm. And it's funny because I'm surprised with how much work that you do along with a few other people in the team on the trading side, of how much work that you put into, I don't want to say customize, but my goodness, there is a large amount. I feel that you guys do that customizes these portfolios.
Yeah, absolutely. So we take a, maybe not necessarily a client by client approach, but we definitely have the client's needs in mind when adjusting their portfolios.
Yeah, and I think part of the conversation is some people might be adding money. Some people might be taking money out. Some people might have all their money in an IRA. Some might have a combination of an IRA and a brokerage account, or maybe even a Roth. Some people might be just, their overall situation, their money might be earmarked for other reasons, other goals. Some might for inheritance. Some for long-term care. They might be self-insuring. So you could have somebody potentially that's 87 years old that's invested 100% in stocks because they don't need the money. Or maybe they have money held outside that's all invested in bonds. So really, it's not as aggressive as you look just here at Falcon Wealth Planning. So it's a beauty to see the amount of customization that's there. Let me ask you this. I mean, what part, I'm scared to ask, what part of your day would you say you spend doing this, where you're managing people's money, monitoring, looking at it, analyzing it? I mean, what percentage of your day?
All of my day, essentially.
So that's why you have a couple monitors on your desk and you're just kind of looking all over.
Correct.
There, huh? That's fun stuff. No, I really appreciate that, Jamil. And I'm going to have you stick around. I might kind of talk a little bit more with you. I'm going to have you stick around as we I talk more about this, because from what we see most of the time is that advisors have an offering that they can give. For example, here at Falcon Wealth Planning, we are not restricted to what we can offer. We can choose any investment for our client, but the only restrictions we have, it has to benefit our client, because we are not to have 1 ounce of conflict of interest. That is not allowed. All our advisors at Falcon Wealth Planning are salaried. Jamil is salaried. Other CFPs that we have are salaried. So there is no bearing if there is nothing for you to buy. There is no sell. Like, good job, great sale. It doesn't exist at Falcon Wealth Planning. So that's what makes us very different. And so with that, most of our offerings come from a customized approach that's in your best interest versus potentially somebody you might be working for. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And we're talking about right now the difference of having a customized approach through a fee-only registered investment advisory firm. That's a team effect. But we have the whole world of investments to choose from, where you have other firms that might only be focusing on the 5% of investments. And the only reason they focus on 5% is, or less, is that's what pays them. Or maybe it's firms out there. I'm going to pick on a few firms. We'll see if my compliance team edits this out or not. But a firm like Waddell & Reed that offers Ivy funds. Well, they're double dipping. They're getting paid on the front end and on the back end on the investments. Or like Fidelity that has strategic funds. By the way, those are owned by Fidelity. And then you have Ameriprise that offers RiverSource funds. And, oh, you know, by the way, they own RiverSource funds, Ameriprise does. And so they are double dipping on those. And so there is a conflict of interest, so much so where Ameriprise fell into a lawsuit with their employers or with their employees. Their employees sued Ameriprise for saying that they breached fiduciary duty by offering these expensive funds inside their employer's 401k. So this is the crazy part. And the employees, by the way, won this lawsuit. They won multi-millions, tens of millions of dollars was settled on this. So here's the crazy part about this. And this is the conflict of interest in the industry. They can sell you that fund, no problem. But please don't buy me that fund because I'm going to sue you if you do. How does that make sense? That's crazy. That's nonsense. That's like working at a Ford dealership or at a Toyota dealership or a Mercedes dealership and saying, I'm going to sell this all day long, but I'm not going to buy that stuff. I'm not going to buy that car. That car is crap. Yet that's what firms get to do? How is that right? How is that legal? And there has been movements by the Department of Labor that's tried to make this illegal, by the SEC that's currently working on it. And there are states that are trying to work to pass to make sure advisors like this don't exist and practices like this are disallowed. But unfortunately, this is the industry we work in. And a lot of people that work at a bank, or excuse me, that work with an advisor they found at a bank, at a credit union, at some of these big wirehouses out there, have conflicts of interest. And folks, there's no secret on this. These are massive broker-dealers. Like Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Edward Jones, UBS, Waddell & Reed, Ameriprise. Folks, you name it. And that's why it's important for you to ask the question. I'm not saying they're all bad because there are good people there. But at the end of the day, if you work at a Ford dealership, you can only sell a Ford. Nothing's wrong with a Ford, but is a Ford really good for everybody? This is a question you have to ask yourself. And unfortunately, this industry has a large conflict of interest. That's why it's important to build a team of smart, intelligent, unbiased people like Jamil, like other CFPs that we have, and in his case, a CFA charter holder that's very analytical, questions the process to make sure we're always getting the best for the client, because part of how we get paid at Falcon Wealth Planning is making you money. The more money you make is the more money we make. If you lose money, we lose money. And this is a relationship that people like to have. We're both in it together. And folks, that's why we're offering a free financial assessment. We would love to give you 1 to 2 hours of our time at no cost so we can help take a look at what you have, make sure it's properly invested, not taking more risks than you should, avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, to have people like Jamil, to have people like our CFPs, our financial planners, and our whole team to analyze what you have and give you a comprehensive report to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, and what you should do. Not just giving it to you and say, okay, we're not going to tell you unless you hire us. No. We'll tell you what to do. And then from there, it's up to you if you want to implement it on your own. And if not, that's where we come in. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. For short. Jamil, I want to thank you for joining us the show. Jamil Abdullah, he's a chartered financial analyst. He's a charter holder, CFA. He worked very hard for this, and we're proud to have him. I want to thank you for being part of the show, and I look forward to bringing you back.
Thank you so much.
Folks, this was a fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always look up this podcast to get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone. Folks, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation to relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.